The three-year-old deer was shot in March in Walworth County, near the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Most of the 208 confirmed cases of CWD in the state were found further west and north in Dane and Iowa counties. But six captive deer on a farm in Walworth County tested positive for the disease a few months ago, and Illinois wildlife managers report 14 cases of the disease in wild deer shot along the Wisconsin border. The state director of wildlife management says he's disappointed but not surprised the disease appears to be spreading. Tom Haughey says the department hopes to get a better sampling of deer from Walworth County this fall.
What we're going to do is concentrate this fall on trying to get better sampling, especially through the southern part of Walworth County, and see if we can get a better handle on where the disease might be and how common it is, and then make some decisions with regards to what our next management steps might be.
Haughey says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is also working closely with its Illinois counterpart to track the spread of the disease there. Last month, the DNR created a new eradication zone near Beloit. The hope is that hunters will kill more deer there this fall to prevent the disease from spreading north from Illinois. Critics of the state's CWD policy, including many hunters, say too little is known about how the disease spreads to justify the eradication zones and baiting and feeding bans the state has adopted to fight it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.